This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Is it the dumbest thing ever where it's Thursday morning and I'm just getting around to telling you about National Procrastination Week? Well, these things happen. They've studied it hardcore. Sometimes I think I procrastinate the same reason that other people do. That I build stuff up in my head and I make it out to be a much bigger deal than what it is. Taxes is high up there on the list for a lot of people. And honestly, mine's not that tough. I just got to kind of put everything together. And it always seems like it's going to be an all day thing. And it's, you know, like an hour or whatever. They really just said that usually what it is that it's your effort to benefit ratio is way off. Like if you were super excited about getting a refund, you would bust your hump to get your taxes done because you want to put that in motion to get your cash. But otherwise, if you're not so sure, let it wait. They also say there's also a flip that if you've got a test or something that you need to study for and you feel too confident about it, that you already think you're pretty prepped, then you'll put it off. So they're like a lot of things, just balance is best and make a checklist. So first things first, check. We all got up today. Let's get it started. Let's crush. We're almost Friday. Chet Buchanan Show. It's 98.5 KLUC.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
This is just a little word to the wise. See, here's the thing. Because you get up this early, because you're out and around, I immediately imagine that you are physically active, that you're very fit, you're very good looking, obviously. So I imagine you're the kind of person who needs to hear this news, probably. A woman in Arizona, her name is Milan. Of course she hikes. Of course she's also very fit because her name's Milan. Found a rattlesnake in her car. She thinks she might have been driving around with it for 2 weeks. She lives just outside of Phoenix. So Phoenix, and we're like cousins, you know, the people in Phoenix and the people who live here. So she parks her car in a lot of desert areas and whatnot because she's a hiker. And they think she and her boyfriend think that the snake must have slithered into her car at some point, but she's not sure when. Don't leave your doors open, you know, because are they that quick? I don't know, and I don't want to know. She never heard it rattle. She was in the car with her boyfriend when she spotted it in her back seat. It was a diamondback. Those are super venomous. Luckily, they saw it when they were parked, And she says if she was driving, she definitely would have been crashed. Hey, who among us have found a spider in our car before? It almost took out everybody on the 215, right? It almost looked like one of them NASCAR wrecks where everybody gets involved. They simply called 911. Ultimately, while they were waiting for somebody to come and help them, they just opened all the doors. The snake was like, thank you, finally. And then her boyfriend used a broken tree branch to just kind of, you know, help. But experts say snakes getting into cars is pretty uncommon because they actually don't, you know, they don't like it. But she's not taking it. Here's the other thing, though. Now Milan says she's not going to take any chances. She always checks under her seats before she drives. Now, here's the thing. I'm doing that at a distance. I am not sticking my nose underneath there so that the snake would be like, watcha! You know, and no thank you.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Good feeling stories of the day. I don't know that this one's going to end up well, though, because you can't do this. In Worcester, Mass, they're forgiving fines for overdue books. If you just show up with a picture of a cat, okay? Now, that's weird, right? But they're calling it March Meowness, and you can't do that. They're going to come after you, but hopefully they might let them go. This is one of those where maybe they just turn the other way. Don't worry about it. A retirement home in England turned its lounge into a candy store for a day so a 93-year-old woman named Doreen Bishop could relive her glory days. She used to manage a chocolate shop for 30 years and was talking about how much she missed it. So they're making a candy store that she could run for a day and make everybody happy. That'll be awesome. Equally awesome, as a former owner of an overweight dog and an overweight golden retriever, I relate to this. Jake was big. He was 100 pounds and he shouldn't have been. And that, honestly, that's on me, because when he was a baby, I thought, you know, I've owned a lot of dogs. Usually dogs when they're full, they just stop eating. You know what I mean? And then Jake was not that dog. And so I had food out for him, and then he would just eat and eat. And then by the time I realized he was kind of big and, yeah, so there was an 8-year-old golden retriever named Franny, so obese, she was about to be put down. Oh, my God. But a charity called Rover's Retreat adopted her. A 24-year-old veterinary student named Annika volunteered to foster her, and they got her weight under control. She's dropped. Wow, how about this? We should all be so good. She's dropped more than 30 pounds. Franny has in the last 3 months. She looks amazing. Franny does. Good for her. And she would, yeah, and they were going to put her down. No, she looks gorgeous. I'm looking at the pictures right now. So listen, if Franny can do it, maybe there's hope for all of us, right? That's the moral of the story I'm taking away with it. It's like, well, maybe I could lay off the treats too, if you know what I'm saying. Those are your good feeling stories of the day.
I get a good feeling. Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Some news just came down a few minutes ago, about 45 minutes ago, that I'm equal parts disturbed and excited by. Hang with me here for a second. So I'm about to say another one of those names that you're going to be like, oh, God. You know, like how it goes if you say Kardashian and people are like, nope, I'm out. Kanye, out. Jake Paul is going to fight Mike Tyson. Mike's going to be 58, July 20th, AT&T Stadium. You're gonna sell 100,000 tickets. It's gonna be ridiculous. And they're like, you know, of course they're hyping. It's gonna be on Netflix. And of course they're hyping that This will be the most watched, possibly the most watched fight ever. Certainly the most watched boxing event. And I don't doubt it.
On Netflix? Absolutely.
I can't decide if I love this or if I hate this, because I really want to see Mike just knock the you-know-what. In fact, insert any one of those words that are going through your head right now. I want to see him knock it out of Jake Paul. Whatever that is, I want to see him knock it out of him. In fact, you know what? Pick him up, knock him out again, and knock one. Just insert another one of the words of the other. You know, snot was the first one I thought of. And then it went to other. Yeah. I really want to see that. Also, here's why this is intriguing. Because he is big and strong, Jake Paul is. He is big and strong. And he has had some...
He has skills, man. He has skills.
Okay. But now let me ask you. We're going to get a little inside baseball here, admittedly. This is Adrian's wheelhouse.
Oh, 100%. This
combat
is
combat sports, all of that, wrestling, boxing, MMA. Well, maybe not boxing as much because, you know.
Exactly. This is wrestling.
Who among us anymore? Well, and who among us anymore? Even my wife goes, who watches boxing? Because there's a fight this weekend. There's like a championship fight this weekend. And she's like, who watches that? I'm like, somebody. Because they are obviously it's still a business. Our buddy Mark Chinook. He's all over the top rank boxing with all that stuff. But back to this other thing. The Jake Paul Tyron Woodley is sketch as hell.
Yeah.
Michael B. Jordan, we all saw Michael B. Jordan take that shot on social media in what was that, Creed 3?
Yes, you know what I mean?
We all saw it. We all saw him do that. 1, 2, 3, swing. He goes out. That was better. That was more realistic than Jake Paul and Tyron Woodley. Because he took a dive. There's no two ways. He took a dive. He opened up his chin, said, here, you can have it. Jake landed one on him. Oh, all of a sudden, sleepy time.
With that check deposited.
So, I didn't pay for any of those. The Nate Robinson, remember, that was his first fight. He fought but what's Jake Paul, 6'5", and Nate Robinson's 5'10",
yeah.
and was a retired NBA player who was also a really good football player. He played at the University of Washington, so that's why I like Nate. But, you know, the Tyron Woodley thing, man, bothers me. Here's my real question. If this is all a big scam, there's not enough money in the world for Mike to take a dive, is there?
I don't think he's going to go down without a fight. Absolutely not. Plus, we talked about it. You see these viral videos.
Answer the question. Is there enough money in the world for this? A yes or no? Is there enough money in the world, and does Jake Paul have that kind of money, for Mike Tyson? Mike Tyson's not taking a dive, is he?
Yes, there is enough money.
Really?
With Netflix? This is Netflix paying for it.
I'm going to get Mike in here and let you say that to his face. There is no way. I don't believe it.
Netflix.
I don't care. If that's true. Oh, God. Literally, I think I threw up in my mouth a little. That hurts my heart and my stomach. It really does. If Mike Tyson. No way. Mike Tyson's not taking a dive. Not for Jake Paul. Not for nobody. That makes me want to cry. I'm really having a hard time with what you just said. Shame on you.
I'm sorry.
You really believe that?
Yes. Chet, they just paid $5 billion to the WWE. Are you telling me Mike's not going to do it for $900 million or something preposterous like that? They got that type of money. It's Netflix.
Mike Tyson.
I know.
It's Mike Tyson. Did you know when they did the podcast that I was up for hosting that?
That's incredible.
So we've spent time. There's no way, man. I just can't. I'm literally thinking, not that I'm trying to make this about me, but maybe this is, I'm trying to explain why I'm emotional about this. And I really am emotional right now that you said that. Just to even the idea that there is one person on the planet that thinks that Mike might be willing to take a dive for Jake Paul just murders me. The man hugged me in his locker.
Chad is tearing up over here.
No, it's just funny. The thought of it. No, as we were walking out, I was like, okay, I'll go out this way. He goes, no. Family goes out the laundry room. And it was such a thing. You know what I mean? And it's true. You don't send people you don't know out the laundry room. And he gave me a hug in his laundry room. And it was substantial. Man is yoked. The man is strong, and just when you catch Mike on a good day, there's no better dude. I'm going back to my original. I want him to knock every single substance out of that man's body, whatever he's got in him. I want Mike to knock it out of him. I'm gonna buy it. You want to come over?
Sure, let's do it.
I'm gonna throw a party.
I'm down.
I know my wife's listening. Because she turned off the security alarm. Turn out, that's how I know. Because when she opens up the back door to let the cats out, then I know. I get a notification. Honey, July 20th, we're throwing a party at our house. Shoot, I might give away tickets on the air.
And you don't have to buy anything. It's on Netflix. This is amazing.
I've already got it.
Honestly, I think it's going to be a draw, though, Chet. Sorry. I think it's just going to be a tie.
Not that either. Not that crap either.
That's how you sell it, so that there's a next fight, because then no one's going to want to watch Jake fight again if he loses. Presumably, that's the thing.
No, it's perfect for him. Okay, and then we got to go. We've spent too much time on this. But it's perfect for him, because if Mike Tyson knocks him out, like Friday, then, oh, God, Chris Tucker's got to be there. Chris Tucker's got to be in Mike Tyson's corner, just so that when Jake Paul's laying there staring up at the lights, and then Chris Tucker runs in the ring, stands over him. You just got knocked out, man. But it's okay. It's okay for Jake Paul, because it's Mike Tyson. Even though Mike will be 58 years old, 58.
Still the baddest man on the planet.
I'm not doing it. I'm not going in there. Hell no. You seen those videos? And there's going to be more of those coming. And then Jake is going to be, sorry, I'm trying to look up how old Jake will be. 26, 27. I don't know.
You are distressed. I've never seen you like this, Jake.
Just the fact that another person went, yep, Mike would take a dive. How dare you? That's Mike Tyson you're talking about.
3, 2, 1, let's go. The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Adrian, can I just finish up all the sports stuff right now?
Let's do it.
Can I just get it out of my system? Golden Knights, actually. Here, I'll play that music instead. The Golden Knights back in action tonight. Oof. They got to try and right the ship a little bit now. They've lost 8 out of 10 and slipped into the wild card spot. Well, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? Vancouver's coming to town tonight. They're the second best team in the league.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Perfect way to get off the snide.
It's rough. There are those who are saying that the headline from ESPN this morning, the Golden Knights got exactly what they needed. Remember these two names, Anthony Mantha? That's the guy that's coming from, yeah, you're going to have to suck it up. He used to be a Washington Capital. Remember, that's who we played in year one for the cup. But Anthony Mantha is here. And Noah Hanifin. Noah Hanifin's the guy I'm excited about. He's a really good defenseman from the Flames. And the Knights were able to get him, and trading within the division and all that, too. That's crazy.
Good. Some reinforcements.
Yeah, GM and Kelly McCrimmon did it again, wheeling and dealing at the trade deadline. There are those who say that it was the best trade so far. leading up to the trade deadline. So there you go. Golden Knights win again.
We'll take it.
Yes, sir. Kansas City Chiefs fans enjoyed one hell of a season. You think you're hardcore, and we know Knights fans are hardcore. The Grossman Burns Center in Kansas City ended up treating dozens of people for frostbite after the January 13th Chiefs-Dolphins playoff game. Remember, that was the temperature was minus 4, wind chill minus 27 at kickoff. Fourth coldest game in NFL history, coldest Chiefs game ever. Remember, that was the deal where Patrick Mahomes tried to get into the end zone, and some dude, they hit helmets, and it was so freaking cold that Mahomes' helmet broke. Remember that? 70% of those frostbite patients. Look, man, I'm a huge football fan too, but I don't know. 70% of those frostbite patients are being advised to schedule amputations. One of them is a guy who took his gloves off for 5 full minutes to put a tent up outside of Arrowhead Stadium. Even those who don't need amputations are not out of the woods. Quote, they'll have sensitivity and pain for the rest of their lives and will always be more susceptible to frostbite in the future. Worth it? I hope so. But I don't know. What's the coldest? I can think of two right off the top of my head. I went to a Green Bay Packers game one time in January, early January, and it was supposed to be the last time. So this was like the 90s. It was supposed to be the last time that Brett Favre and John Elway ever faced off.
Oh.
And so, yeah, my boys are like, let's just do it. It was, you know, stupidity sitting around and, all right, we'll scalp tickets and do all this stuff. And, yeah, we went. I think it was Denver that had already wrapped up. They'd already wrapped up their division title. So neither Favre nor Elway played. And it sucks. And and that was one of those where it was wind chill was minus 20 in Green Bay. We were already, one of our buddies from Birmingham, Alabama, thought he was ready. He had a hoodie. So he had a thermal shirt, a hoodie, and then a fleece line Levi's jacket, and thought he was ready for minus 20. People were so good to him around there. Like everybody around, you never saw people get handed so much snuck in alcohol in your life. Cause they were like, here, give this to him or he will die. And it was, yeah. And then there was so much booze that it was bad anyway. It was bad all the way around. And then there was another time I went with the Rebels to Colorado State, and we had a quarterback. I forget the guy's name, but we had a quarterback from California, and you could tell he was just freezing, freezing cold. And a Colorado State guy sacked him. You could literally just hear his body break when he hit the frozen ground. Oof. It was bad. Coldest sporting event you've ever attended.
Only like 20, 30 degrees. That's it. My TV works fine. I watch it at home.
You were a Cleveland guy. None of that for you.
Nope. Watching it at home.
You're good. You're good with it. Yeah. What was the 20? Are you guessing there?
I'm guessing. I don't remember the game. It's a Browns game. They're usually terrible.
Yeah. And it didn't matter. You were just exactly. Like, forget it. All right, cool.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show.
All my favorite songs, and it wakes me up in the morning.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m.
You guys are my favorite.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Good morning, Kelsey. Is it raining down by the M?
No, not yet. Hopefully not.
I'll tell you what, out our window, if you look down that direction, it looks bleak. It looks rough down there. So you're good. You're good so far, though.
Yeah, so far.
I was just seeing a thing on the news, too. It's like it's swirling. Like, I mean, it's not like a hurricane or anything like that, but it's going in a circle down by Searchlight and whatnot. It's like, ew, that doesn't look pleasant. It doesn't look good. You ready for your 177-second survey?
Yes.
You actually are the perfect person for this today. Lindsay Lohan's confirming, this is a couple of days old, but I haven't had a chance to talk about it. Lindsay Lohan's confirmed that a sequel to Freaky Friday is in the works with Jamie Lee Curtis and all of that. Are thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up. I would watch it.
Yeah, I think for a certain segment of the audience, I'm tired of reboots and sequels and, you know what I mean? I want something new, I think.
Yeah, they are remaking like a whole bunch of those movies.
Yeah, but that one's okay. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah,
that one's okay.
I would like it.
I'm not as crazy about this. And listen, I realize that I'm a red-blooded American male. I like the female form. I'm good with it. But Baywatch getting a reboot on Fox. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
I don't think I would watch it, so probably thumbs down.
Yeah. I've got the internet. I mean, you know, Baywatch was popular. I don't believe Baywatch was necessarily the first time around in the 80s and 90s. I don't know if it was necessarily popular for the storylines. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Now, are you ready for the stupidest argument of the day?
Sure.
There's a couple, and I'm not going to name them. They are arguing that if you had a four day work week, which day would you take? Which day would you want to have off? He says it's obviously Monday, and anyone who says otherwise is an idiot. And therefore, his wife says, well, I must be an idiot because I think I would take Friday. Which day would you take? Is this not the dumbest thing ever?
I would take Friday off because there's a lot of Monday holidays and you might get those off too. And then it's a 5 day, like even a shorter, it's a longer weekend.
See, you're a rational thinker. Look at you. Look at you. That's awesome. Which one, what did you say? Monday, there's a lot of Monday holidays. So you're taking Friday?
Yeah. So I would take Friday.
Makes a lot of sense, but Fridays, I usually feel okay about it. Like, you know, let's go. And then, you know, you can get through it. Monday is the day where you go, oof. Monday's a lot of times that one where you go, man, all right, if I could have a few more hours.
That is true.
Adrian, what do you think? Friday or Monday?
I'm going to go with Friday.
Or would you like to go off the board and say, yeah, you know what? Give me a random Tuesday. I don't care. All right. Well, that wasn't as horrible as I thought it might be. Enjoy your Chris Brown tickets, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you. It's always fun having you on. We appreciate you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
For the record, the moments ago on the 177-second survey, the... silly argument over which day you would take on the 4-day work week. That they were like, we need a referee. That brought him out of the woodwork. Tomorrow morning for Chris Brown tickets at 7:40. It's a silly argument edition of the 177-second survey. And we'll bang a bunch of them out. They literally just everybody was like, my wife and I need a, you know, my husband and I need a. Is it ever okay to ask somebody to move their wedding date? Although it's pretty good. Is she a jerk for returning her birthday gift? She even told him she didn't like the gift. He bought her one of the an inflatable stand-up paddleboard. That seems difficult. And I guess it was $300. They've never been paddleboarding ever. And then she goes, I was never going to use it. So they returned it. He went with her to return it, but he didn't like it. You could tell. So yeah, we'll do that. And they got new sheets and he brought them home. He got new sheets because it's her boyfriend. He got new sheets, brought them home, put them right on the bed. They were still creased. You know what I mean? Because they're new. And he put them right on the bed. She's disgusted. Do you have to wash them first? Okay, so we'll get to all of that later. You know what's funny with this one? I didn't think much about it, but something kept making me go back to it. You know what I mean? You ever get that where stuff pops up in your life and you go, okay, universe, you know, or higher power, whatever you believe, God, you know, Vishnu, whatever. You know that you're like, why does this keep showing up? This is me today. My buddy Matt, last Friday night, Matt and his wife went out to dinner. They left their son with the neighbors who were like, yeah, they have three kids. So like, yeah, bring them over, whatever. Dinner runs a bit late. The mom was a bit stressed because she wanted to put her own kids to bed and said, hey, no big deal. Now, I get all the problem with sleepovers these days, and that's a totally different story. The dad, did you hear about the dad who was trying to drug the 12-year-old?
No.
Oh, yeah. He was making mango smoothies and tried to put stuff in them. And all I could think about, and I just finally got around to that Netflix thing on Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah.
The Netflix deal. And that was his thing. He put sleeping stuff in the drink. And I was like, oh, God, this pervert, you know? So I get where parents are. I never really understood the parents freaking out about kids staying over before. I get it now. But okay, so dinner runs a little late. The mom is stressing. The mom who has the three kids and is watching Matt and Vanessa's kid is stressing because she wanted to put her own kids down and asked if Matt and Vanessa's kid could just sleep over. He's never had a sleepover before. He's 4, maybe 5, maybe. He's never had a sleepover before. So Matt and Vanessa said, no, we'll come and get him. We're coming right now. We'll be there about 9:30. Matt and Vanessa could tell that the other parents were annoyed. There wouldn't have been a problem. The kid gave no indication that there was a problem. So were Matt and Vanessa jerks? Or, by the way, Matt and Vanessa's normal babysitter, they asked her about that. And she said, no, you should have just let him sleep over. It's no big deal. If everybody was okay with it, it's better because once you get those other kids down and then now the fourth kid is leaving, or if you got to keep the kids up later, whatever it is, it's just, yeah, it's bad. But that was one way to look at it. 702-364-9898.
Hey. The Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, Monica, this is interesting to me, and I'm not a parent. So, and I say that up front. Hi, you doing good?
Yeah, no, I'm here. Sorry, I just heard you get back on the line.
No, and I heard you say hi, and I thought that was very sweet. So Friday night, my buddy Matt and his wife Vanessa went out to dinner. They left their son with the neighbors. The neighbors also have three kids. Dinner ran a little late. The mom of the neighbors was stressed out because she wanted to put her kids down. Asked if Matt and Vanessa's kid could sleep over. He's never done that before, so they said, "Nah, we'll pick him up around 9:30." And apparently, the neighbors were annoyed. Should they have just allowed him to stay over, even though they had not planned for it? That was the question.
Nowadays, no. Just because if you offer, say, "Hey, I'm going to watch your kids, and you want to pick them up at 9:30, you kind of already agreed to that. So you can't get mad about somebody else's kids. You know what I mean? Like, if I were to babysit and they said, "Hey, I'm going to come at 9:30 and pick them up." Oh, okay, no problem.
I think they didn't say 9:30. I think it was earlier because they said dinner ran late. Dinner ran late. And so the mom is starting to stress out because she's got to put her kids down. So she goes, "Okay, look, I got to put the kids down. Why don't you just let me keep him? And that, you know, and then come and get him tomorrow, and you know, and maybe you guys can have some mommy daddy time, you know." And they're like, "Yeah, no." They're like, "No, we'll come. We'll be there by 9:30." And it's, you know, and then now the neighbors are like, "Ugh."
Yeah. Maybe they shouldn't ask him to babysit no more. But I mean, I totally get it about picking up the kids, but yeah, that is kind of inconvenience. I mean, I get it on both parts.
Yeah. So if you have to choose, you're saying it's okay to, it's okay. Sorry, your neighbors are mad.
I would pick them. I mean, I guess I don't know how well she knows that neighbor. If they're really good friends, like if it was a really good friend of mine, I would have no issue. And I know that my kid's going to be safe. I'll pick the kid up in the morning, but I don't know. I guess I'd pick him up, but just don't ever ask to babysit again. Cause that was kind of rude. Yeah.
My mom would have been like, "Hell yeah." And then she would have fired up another Bel Air and would have headed right back to the bar. I'm telling you.
Right? Mine too.
I don't know if she'd have gone back to the bar. I don't know what the bar. I know my mom would do the happy hour every once in a while. She ain't go out necessarily. They bowl.
Right.
She was in bowling league for a minute.
Oh, that's so cute.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, hang on a second. I'll see you at the Oscar party on Sunday.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I enjoy you guys in the morning a lot. Thank you.
Thank you. It'll be fun. Sunday will be fun. This Oscar party, honestly, the Oscar party every single time. And we've done this forever. I've hosted this thing forever. And trust me, there have been plenty of times where I've gone, "Oh, I hate the Oscars." And it just, ugh. And then we get there and it's a blast. And we have so much fun. Hey, Michelle, are you leaving? What's the real question I'm asking? Were Matt and Vanessa jerks because they could have just left their kid there and not disturbed the rest of the family, of their neighbors, who out of the goodness of their heart agreed to watch their little brat while they were out at dinner?
Right. Well, if they're neighbors and they're right next door, then yeah, they should have just let them, you know, because if there was a problem, then they could just go and get them, you know?
Do you think also that the neighbor is like, "Will you stop it? I'm not," you know what I mean? Like, it's almost like you're making a value judgment. "Oh, I'm good enough to watch them for a couple of hours, but God forbid they should sleep."
Yeah, and sometimes some kids, they're not good with sleepovers. Like, I have my daughter, she's 10, and sometimes, like, when she goes over to her friend's house to stay the night, I have to pick her up in the middle of the night because she's, like, she starts to have, like, this panic attack. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But then she wants to come home. Uh-huh.
I never had that problem.
And it's her best friend, too. Like, you know, she sleeps over all the time, too, you know. So, I don't know. Maybe the parents just got, like, a weird vibe from, like, you know, the conversation they had or something.
But you're a parent. You get that. What do you think the difference is? I mean, you never had a problem with it. I never had a problem with it. I love that.
Not at all.
I love that stuff. I could stay at somebody else's house and eat their food.
Oh, right. Amazing. I know. It was always so much fun. So, yeah, she should have just, I'm actually going towards, yeah, she should have let them, you know, like, especially she's so close to them. Like, they're right next door, right?
If there was a kid that should have been traumatized, it should have been me. It should have been me. My mom caught my stepdad. Somebody else actually ratted my stepdad out for cheating. We lived in Alaska. I was eight maybe. And right. on a school night, my mom says, "You can go stay the night at Jimmy Bell's house." And I'll never forget.
Wow.
It.
Yeah,
and I'll never forget it. They had Parmesan cheese and they put it on their spaghetti. I thought they were rich because we didn't have that. We didn't have that at our house. You put powdery cheese on your spaghetti? What is this? And then I got to stay over on a school night. And then the next day, you know how they send them, they get on the intercom, you know, in the room.
Yes, Mrs. Whatever your name is. Tell Chet he can go home with Jimmy Bell today.
And so I go home. So it's like, okay, now what's up? And literally, my mom had El Camino, which is like one of those little trucks. My mom had El Camino, and it was loaded like a cartoon, like way too tall, like way too tall, where the balance was all off with all of our stuff. So if there was ever a kid. Because literally that night, I got ripped away from my home, you know?
Yeah. No, I get it. That happened to me when I was younger, too.
But if there was ever a kid to be traumatized, it should have been me, and I wasn't. I didn't care.
Right. Yeah, you just got to be strong, you know? Yeah, some of these kids these days are, you know, they need a little bit more tough love, too.
Well, that's on you. Well, maybe on Sunday, you just throw a bowl of food on the floor and just, you know, lock the door on your way out and see what happens. Well, hey, the Oscars are an hour earlier this year, so you'll be home early. It'll be fine. I'm joking. Everybody calm down. I can feel your hate right now. I'm joking. All right. Hang on one second. I'll see you at the Oscar party.
Right. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Yeah, there's more calls at 702-364-9898. So relationship rehab today. Matt and Vanessa went out to dinner last Friday night, left their son. His name's Jude. I don't know why I was hiding his identity, but I was. They left Jude with the neighbors who also have three kids. Dinner ran a little late. Mom was stressed out. The neighbor mom was stressed out because she wanted to put her kids down. So she calls or texts Matt and Vanessa and says, "Can Jude just sleep over?" He's never done that before. So Matt and Vanessa insisted on picking him up around 9:30. And we could both tell that our neighbor friends were annoyed. Shall we? Casey, should they? Here's the question that Matt is asking. Should we have, or I don't know, this may be Vanessa, I'm not sure. Should we have allowed him to just stay even though we had not planned for it? Were we jerks?
If you're talking to Casey?
I believe I said Casey. Yes.
Okay, I know you said for this. So, yes, I say if it's not planned and at that young of age, no, because I had to have a lot of conversations with my child before they did that to give them, we had like secret words that we would say if there was something uncomfortable or secret hand signals.
I gotcha.
Different things in different situations that they could let me know. Because at 4 years old, you're not really old enough to be stand up. If another adult tells you not to tell your parents something, or if another adult says, "Oh, your parents will get mad and you'll get in trouble if you say something," you know, like things like that.
Yeah, and you don't give
those conversations.
You don't give two rips that it's your neighbors who are your friends and all that.
Yeah, well, can I give you a perfect example why? We have had a friend for 20 years, and I think if I hadn't had that conversation when those inappropriate suggestions were made,
yikes,
my daughter probably wouldn't have had the confidence and the ability to tell me without telling me.
That's the most disgusting thing I'll hear all day.
It doesn't.
Yeah, that's gross.
So, and at 4 years old, man, you can manipulate a 4 year old like easily. So, I'm not saying that you have to like isolate them from life,
right?
But you have to prepare them so they have the ability to reach out when they need to and feel confident in that.
Well, that's smart. So you got to prep them. I like that. That's good.
Yeah,
this is why we do this. This is why we go. This is why we go second level with the callers. That's that's why right there. Pow! Because then a genius like you shows up. All right, Casey, have a great day. you crushed it. Thank you. I love this. On my screen, Dustin, it says in capital letters, "Everybody is wrong."
Let me at him.
Go for it.
Okay, so here's the thing. The neighbor, first of all, you have to preserve that relationship with the neighbor because you're going to have to deal with them forever.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay, second of all, the neighbor, obviously she agreed to something that she didn't have she didn't understand the severity of what it was she was agreeing to. So the kids are probably bouncing all over the place. She wanted to put them down. The neighbor or the people that are out at dinner, they have some kind of dynamic that's off. And they either don't trust or they have some disconnect issues or whatever. So what you do is you don't think too much about it. It didn't work out. Let's just try to preserve the neighbor's relationship and just call it, hey, we're not going to do that again. It's real simple. Everybody's wrong.
I love it. That's great. It's awesome. I can't describe the face you're making. How old's your son, Adrian?
5 years old.
Your son is 5. Has he had a sleepover yet?
He is not.
Okay, so similar. The whole thing's the same. You've left your son at my house, and my wife and I are just like, hey, leave him. You trust me, right?
I trust you. I don't trust my son. That's the thing. There's prep involved. You can't just, for the first time ever, there has to be a discussion. It's not just a random thing.
I get that end of it. Yeah, you and Casey are very close on that, right?
Both geniuses, yes.
Yes, both geniuses. That's what I meant. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! You got that friend, maybe a significant other, that has all that junk in their bag, and you give them a hard time about it? Leave them alone. You need these people, and you never know exactly when you will need these people. Christina Ilko this all happened in England. She is an academic at the University of Cambridge. She was at Queen's College last week. And my assumption is that the buildings are old. That's my guess. She was accidentally locked in the bathroom and was stuck there for 7 hours until she MacGyvered her way out. Is that still a thing? Do we all know what a MacGyver would do? Anyway, until she figured it out how to do it on her own. Christina used a cotton swab as a hook and an eyeliner pencil to push down on the latch and basically pick the lock and get out with stuff that she had in her purse. She said, I was really happy and also quite proud that I could use my wit to get out. She also mentioned, this is how I know that the building's old. She also mentioned that she was briefly afraid of turning into a ghost that would then haunt the school. But if you, that person with all that junk in their bag, leave them alone.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It weirds me out, people. There's a thing happening in my neighborhood right now. Apparently, the hot thing for lame criminals. You know, like they're not good criminals. You could tell. They're like the underachievers in the criminal world that apparently are macing or assaulting mail carriers and stealing mailbox keys. I got to be honest. So you're going to get real estate flyers and coupons and stuff. You break into my mailbox, that is more trouble than it is worth. These guys seem like they're in that same spot, you know? Two dudes caught stealing roughly 600 Venus flytraps from a nature conservancy in North Carolina. It's not slang for type of drug or a shoe or, no, like when you were in third grade. Remember when you were just fascinated? They're the plants that, like, if a fly lands on them, then they snap shut. They were apparently planning on selling them on the black market. Now, it's unclear. Well, I guess if you had 600 of them, it's unclear what Venus flytraps would go for, but it must be a lot because the thieves were hit with felony charges. Now, so all of this is confusing to me, and I'll explain why in a minute. Venus flytraps are rare, are they? But they're native to southeastern North Carolina. This is a time when people try to take them because they're flowering around now, and it makes them easier to spot in the wild. Now, I will tell you this. I can't remember whether I was at Walmart or Home Depot or Lowe's the other day, but it was one of the three, and I saw Venus flytraps. And I went, huh, and they were $8. So, all right, 600 of them, I suppose, but that seems like more to, again, you know how the effort to benefit ratio way off for me.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Man, this is another one where I get it, but I don't get it. Look, I'm not like some people, but I'm a rule follower, and the rules are the rules, and you know, and if you're either stealing or you're not stealing, but sometimes, man, a little bit of grace and maybe a little bit of understanding. A principal in Japan has been fired and is going to lose his pension. He's 59 years old. He was using one of them, coffee maker. You put your cup underneath and you pour your coffee and then you pay for it. He would pour himself a large and he would only pay for the regular size. Now, okay. He probably did this more than a few times. Regular coffee sell for about 73 cents. The large is valued at $1.20. So 50 cents a pop, that can add up. The store did not. Oh, okay. He was all right. This is a little different too. He was doing it at a store. They did not press charges, but when the Board of Education folks asked about the incident, how did they find out if they didn't press charges? Anyway, but when they asked him about it, he admitted it, and he said, yeah, I've been doing it. They fired him for gross misconduct unbecoming of an educational public servant. He's an older guy, one person said. He's an older guy. He probably could have gotten away with saying he didn't know how to use the machine. His pension. Okay, so for cheating him out of the larger coffee, out of the 50 cents a pop, he blew a $133,000 pension. Wow.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know before we go. What's the first state in the nation? A lot of kids know this one. Do you remember? Delaware was the first state. But how about this? Up until about 10 years ago, it was the only state that did not have a national park, a national monument, a national historic site, or any other thing that had anything to do with the National Park Service. They were our very first state. They had nothing. That changed apparently in 2013 with the creation of First State National Historical Park, made up of seven sites throughout Delaware that, quote, collectively tell stories that shaped the nation's first state. So they took care of all of it all at one time. How about this? Harriet Tubman and Ronald Reagan were alive at the same time. That seems to make sense because they both seemed like they would have been really old. She died in 1913 when she was 91 years old. He was born in 1911. So, okay. When Australia was colonized in 1788, the first currency they used was rum. Remember yesterday we told you about the guy with the first paycheck. He got paid in beer. That lasted for more than a decade when they colonized Australia, before they came up with real money. Before it was just rum. We call our grandparents' brothers and sisters great uncles and great aunts. That makes sense to me, right? Oh, no. Technically, it's incorrect. They're actually granduncles and grandaunts. I ain't changing that. Whatever. You do what you want. But I'm not changing it. Canada, the only country to host an Olympics and not win a gold medal. Embarrassing. When they hosted the 1976 Summer Olympics in Montreal, Canadian athletes only won 5 silvers and 6 bronzes. Everybody else to host one got a gold. That's the more you know. Before we go, we're getting closer to a Friday. Let's bounce. Crush this Thursday. We're rooting for you. We'll meet back here tomorrow morning and have some fun. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's our producer, Adrian.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.